This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
Welcome to the B-Team Podcast, a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. I'm Brian Bemo Montgomery. Brother Brack to my right, as always. And today's show is going to be a very special show, as we have the inaugural Whip It Wednesday, and that's spelled W-I-N-S Day. I'm telling you, the boys' soccer team on fire last night. My Lady Whippets took one on the chin. The boys, however, put a fork in the Warriors early, as the game was called, in the middle of, about the middle of the second period, as they win 7-0, fueled by senior Will Carter and sophomore sensation John Gant, who was returning from an injury. Had the chance to speak to the boys last night, and they were not at a loss for words.
The Kosciuszko Cannon, as I like to call this kid, and Breck would be proud of the haircut. Talk to me about tonight, man. We got a hat trick. What's going on out there?
Came out, played hard, had a great game. Defense played good. Didn't allow any goals. Offense was passing the ball well, and we just had a great physical game.
Good job tonight, man. Another hat trick over here. Tell us a bit about the game, the mindset, and everything else going into tonight, man, because there were some big boys out there.
Yes, sir. We just came out here trying to play our best. I came off a bad injury earlier in the season and just kind of come back and play my best, man.
I was going to say, you getting your legs back underneath you?
Yes, sir. So I'm the best of my team. Do all I can.
All right. Now, but this is, the second game of the district play so far? Do you know who we got coming up next?
Yeah, West Lauderdale this Thursday at home.
Sucks to be West Lauderdale, don't it? Coach Cooper, you got to be impressed with the boys' play tonight.
Yeah, just always going into district play, you want to put your best foot forward, and I thought they did that tonight. I was proud of the effort they gave us, good ball movement, looked for each other, and just came out here, did what we had to do. I picked up that win, and we're looking on to the next team.
Well, when you take a look at your scores tonight, not one but two hat tricks. I got you down here, one for Pickle as well. The boys are playing it up, and John is playing well after that injury.
He is. It's good to get him back, and we found him a good spot up there at that striker position. A few hat tricks from him this season and also from Will. So, yeah, they're looking real good.
Big game last night for the boys' soccer team again. Thursday night, you can catch the boys in action.
Football is life.
It is. We didn't talk a lot about it. I have not seen the girls play as physical a game as they did last night.
You got to, man. I tell you, in Choctaw Central, they'll whoop you up.
Oh, yeah. Mary Patton got a yellow card for the first time I've ever seen.
You got to be Choctaw Central. They'll come out swinging. Got to be physical back at them.
I'll say this. Those girls put up a hell of a fight, and I'm looking forward to what they've got in store for West Lauderdale. Again, you can catch the Whippets playing at Whippet Stadium Thursday night. Tickets are $6. You can get those at the gate.
Toy drive.
Yes.
You bring a toy.
And we've got to talk about that as well, because they're partnering up with
the police department.
Please bring a brand new unwrapped toy and support the toy drive for Kosciuszko High School. Big, big day. Coming up this Saturday, we will be live on location out at the Foothills in Forest for cookies with Santa Claus and the Grinch. My boy has got something special lined up. I'm dying to tell you about
it. Don't let the Grinch steal baby Jesus.
For those of you who don't know about the Grinch stealing baby Jesus, last year due to the COVID situation,
it's a drive-thru parade.
Yeah.
It's like you could back your car up and decorate the back of your trunk. Yeah. People could drive through and look at it.
And to be clear, this was the Kosciuszko Christmas Parade last year. And we had a nativity scene. Yeah. And Brother Breck was live on the spot when baby Jesus was abducted.
He got stolen. Grinch was really grinchy. I mean, stealing presents is one thing, but you steal baby Jesus. Man. You are stealing a lot more than Christmas.
You are going straight to hell, which leads me to my topic question of the day. You can catch us on our social media at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You're sitting in the waiting room for hell. What song is playing in the background? So far, some of the answers we've received are Baby Shark, I'm Too Sexy for My Car,
That damn Applebee's song.
You're not a fan of Fancy, are you?
No, it's fine. I mean, I play it, you know, on my DJ gigs because people like it. You know, it's just right. It's just easy to make fun of. You know, whatever.
I would say, you could break your heart.
There's not a lot of music that I, you know, just don't care for that I just hate, and I'll change the station. Used to be, you know, when I was younger, and I hated Strawberry Wine. anything by the Dixie Chicks, I hated.
Okay, then explain that, because he's not a hating kind of guy. His sister.
No, my sister got the album, Did I Shave My Legs For This?
Uh-huh.
And I'll repeat with Strawberry Wine. And her room's right next to my room in these paper-thin walls.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to hear Strawberry Wine over and over and over. And I don't think she played any other songs on the album. What other songs were on there? Did I Shave My Legs? We Danced Anyway?
Yeah, We Danced.
Yeah, those are the only other ones that I know. But she never played them.
He was scarred for life.
And then I just didn't like Dixie Chicks back then. I like some of their songs now, but back then I just kind of didn't like them. So let me think. I feel like there is probably a song that I would just loathe.
Well, I'm tired of anything by The Weeknd because they just play him to death.
I play that all the time on the breakfast show. I don't even hate the Mariah Carey song.
All I Want for Christmas?
I don't even hate that one.
Oh, I've had my fill of that. I'm good for that about twice a year, and then I'm done.
Well, my thing is, like, you know, you either got to learn to, because plays on The Breakfast Show a lot. So one of those, either be miserable or just learn to tolerate it.
And just tune it out.
Yeah. Turn it down.
Speaking of being miserable, COVID-19 back in the news as far as the state of Mississippi is concerned. This will blow your mind, though. A Los Angeles mom says her 13-year-old son was told not to say anything after being given the COVID-19 vaccine in exchange for pizza without their consent. She said that her son recently came home from school with a vaccine card telling her that he accepted the shot after he was offered pizza. Mom said it hurt to know he got a shot without my permission and without knowing and without signing any paperwork for him. Mom said the woman who gave him the shot signed the papers. Please don't say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. Can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be hell to pay.
Yeah. Your son,
one of these, like, if you want the vaccine, you get it. If you don't want it, you don't get it. But you don't give it to a kid without their parents' permission. I would raise all kinds of hell. They'd have to carry me out of the school.
I would go nuts.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, I'm a calm person, but that's just something you don't do.
Oh, school board meeting?
Yeah. No, I'm kicking it down.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go Seth Rollins. Burn it down.
You're coming in like The Rock and walking tall, swinging that baseball bat going, yeah, we have to have
Buford Pusser.
That's it. 62% of Americans say that they are willing to wear a mask indoors at all times. Researchers surveyed over 1,000 people about the new COVID variant, and 62% of Americans say they're willing to wear a mask at all times in order to reduce the Omicron variant. 82% of those were Democrat compared to 38 Republicans. I'm like this. We are on the 8th day of December. Only 3 more variants before Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
And the Omicron variant is supposed to be very mild. Like, yeah. It doesn't, you know, basically like the common cold. So they said it likely developed from the common cold. So it's basically a cold. And the cold is a coronavirus. Like, the common cold is a coronavirus.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, I mean, Omicron.
Neither one of us are doctors, nor do we claim to be. We probably are as much doctors as we are meteorologists. Yeah. But, we don't play. I'm vaccinated. He's vaccinated. It's not a political thing. It's just, why run the risk? Why run the risk?
I just couldn't get sick during football season.
No, you can't. Very excited about the advances in technology, as you can finally buy a flying car for just $92,000 that can reach speeds of 63 miles an hour. Flying car. Well, a lot of people, I know it sounds expensive and outrageous, with all the stuff going on with the airlines, and now airlines are going to be requiring photo IDs and photos to be taken so that your face is now your boarding pass.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes. So with that going on, I can see people reaching out looking for alternate modes of transportation. I don't know how safe I'd feel, because I can't stand flying. Can you imagine flying in that?
Old George Jetson on them over here.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. And it's just one of those things. As technology goes, things are getting bigger and better. And, you know, it all started with the Tesla. You know, the electric cars and all the advanced technology in that. Am I a fan of it? Personally, no. I am, however,
It only goes 63 miles an hour. It's not like you're going to get there any quicker than you would driving. But I guess you could, if you could go, you don't have to follow a road, I guess. As the crow flies, as we say.
Right.
You know, so I guess that might make it a little quicker. You know, you don't have to follow like a straight shot.
Right.
You know, you go a straight shot to where you're going. But other than that, I mean, 63 miles an hour, car go faster than that.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for my wife to ask me, what's the in-flight movie? Where's the beverage cart? And can I, and are you going to charge me extra for carry-on? It's the B-Team Podcast. Coming up, we got a very special visit from Chef Kenny, who's out at the Foothills. And when you hear what he's got, Brother Breck, on that menu, you may want to come to this remote. All that's coming up and more. It's the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country. Kicks 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast. Of course, we thank you so much for tuning in today. If it's your first time, we thank you. Again, if you're a repeat offender, keep spreading the word.
It's Christmas time.
Brother Breck Lennon over
the
here.
The war is over.
I know you
Happy
can't.
Happy Christmas and a happy
Last night, he had his big remote down in the square at Kosciuszko, and he had a Santa jacket on. Well, the Santa costume we had comes with those Coca-Cola glasses, and he's rocking the guitar this morning. The glass is doing his best John Lennon. I was waiting personally on all we were saying is give peace a chance.
Harry Potter over here, the boy who lived.
Of course, coming up this Saturday, it is the big event. We're talking about the cookies with Santa and the Grinch at the Foothills. Chef Kenny joining us on the phone lines this morning. And brother man, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Oh man, are you fired up for this event? This is going to be huge. We're talking about the cookies with Santa and the Grinch. Free cookies for the kids. For people who aren't familiar with the Foothills, can you tell us a little bit about the Foothills?
All right, so the Foothills is here in Forest, Mississippi. We got a gift shop and a restaurant all in one. We got a bunch of different dishes, from sandwiches to blue plays. We got filet mignon, black and red fish. We have a dish for every age, and it's a, you know, welcoming small town environment. On the weekends, we got free live music too. We got a lot of talent from around here. Mm-hmm. And all over the state, they come here to play.
Of course, the big event goes on from 11 to 4. Special pizza lunch. Mrs. Claus is going to be in attendance. This is going to be something great for everybody.
Yes, it is. We're going to have, even the Grinch is going to show up.
I don't know who invited Lisa, but if we don't want the Grinch there, I'll tell Lisa to stay home.
Okay.
But again, this is going to be a big event. Tell me a little bit about yourself now. I mean, you're the chef out there.
Yeah, I'm the chef. My name is Chef Kenny. I'm the one that designed the menus and all the items on the menu. I came up with most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually here in the evening times. I do most of all the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good staff, but from all the specialty dishes are coming from me. I just started a new thing here recently that we're doing pizzas, like.
Really?
Fresh dough, everything. And we're running on the weekends. We're going to do some for the Santa Claus event. We're going to have some pizzas for the kids, too.
All right. Now, are these specialty pizzas? I mean, what type of...
Yeah.
What's the menu look
like?
Yeah,
we got all different kinds of pizzas we offer. We have barbecue pizzas. We got a cheeseburger pizza that I make that actually has all the components of a cheeseburger in it.
Oh, wow.
We got just your normal pizzas, pepperoni, sausage, everything.
Now,
anything you can think of, we'll put it on it.
Okay, now, for people coming in from the Kosciuszko area, what's the quickest and best way to get to the Foothills?
All right. From Kosciuszko is a straight shot down 35. We're on 1039 Highway 35 South, right in Forest.
I am so excited.
It's right off the interstate. If you're coming from the other direction, we're right off the interstate, right next to... Robinson Electric and the Fast Pace, so it's easy to find.
I am excited about this. Again, we're going to be out there broadcasting live. The Foothills, the big event, the Cookies with Santa and the Grinch, goes down on Saturday, December 11th. from 11 to 4. We'll be out there broadcasting live. Special visit from Mrs. Claus. Now, if you just sort of kind of happen to be naughty, I mean, can you still come to the event? I mean, I'm not going to claim to be the nicest person in the world, but I'm saying I have my naughty moments. So we'll all be forgiven.
Everybody's invited to it. It don't matter.
I am excited about this. Again, if you need directions to the foothills, tell them where they can find out some more information on the big event.
You can always go to the Foothills page on Facebook. It's Foothills LLP. Go there, like the page, and it's got directions on how to get here and all the information about all the events.
Now, dinner, lunch, things of that nature. Tell us about the hours for the Foothills, and if someone's looking for a casual environment, maybe a romantic dinner, tell them about the environment there at Foothills.
Yeah, we're open from 10 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. We got two menus. We got a lunch menu that has the blue plates and sandwiches and stuff like that. But in the evening time after 5 o'clock, you can get a more upscale type of meal, you know, with filet mignons, fish, redfish. We got a redfish New Orleans that has a crawfish Creole sauce on top of it with blackened shrimp. That's something that we sell a lot of.
You know what I haven't had since I've been back in the South, and I was wondering if it's on the plate. If it's not, maybe you can prepare a special. I have been dying, and I have been trying to get my wife to try alligator etouffee. And, she's never had it. I'm not going to tell her what it is. I just want to see her face because I enjoy it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I made an alligator gumbo not long ago. Uh-huh. And I had some alligator baby back ribs that I smoked out here one time.
Ooh.
So we have alligator meat.
Ooh.
We can get it.
See, now, coming from Florida State, I'm all about anytime I can eat a gator. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's my college football really coming out. But again, if you need more information, go to kicks96news.com. We'll have the flyer up for you. We're going to be out there again Saturday, December 11th from 11 to 4. You got to see this big event. You got to be there. It's for the kids, and we invite you to come on out. Chef Kenny, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, and we look forward to seeing you on the 11th, man.
All right. Thanks for everything.
Brother Breck, I'm telling you, that alligator etouffee, I'm dying.
You got anything with alligator in it? I'm it's good.
I'm very excited, of course. Not only is this man a chef, but he is a huge, avid fisherman, and he's a fan of Zach Wild and the Black Label Society.
Ooh, nice.
So props to you, my man. I appreciate that. Of course, again, we invite you to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. B-Team Podcast makes the ultimate Christmas present, so tell them. Just right on here. Matter of fact, you feel free to go to the...
You want some mouse pad?
Yes. Go to facebook.com/B-Team Podcast, and I will put a certificate up there that you can print out on your own to put in people's stockings and give the gift of love this year. Give the B-Team Podcast. People will freak out and go, wow, you shouldn't have. This must have cost you a lot. Nope, it's free. So
it's always free.
I cannot believe we are this close to Christmas.
Yeah, it's not that far.
No, like, have you got everything done?
Almost.
Almost, yeah.
Almost everything.
I'm right there with you. Of course, looking forward to some big things coming this way. Hannah Bell, one of my favorite country artists, has got a brand new single out. We're going to have her on the show soon. Looking forward to that. And do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, got a favorite Christmas song is Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy.
By Garth?
Well, you know, Buck Owens, but yeah, I'll play the Garth one on the Breakfast Show just because it's the most poppy one. And then my favorite Christmas carol, called it Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, for me, it's the Christmas song, the original by Nat King Cole. That gets played over and over again. Merry Christmas, Baby from the Carpenters. As far as country music, take your pick. It's all good. It just truly is.
Holly Jolly Christmas by Alan Jackson is the best version of Holly Jolly Christmas.
I would agree with that.
Over Burl Ives?
Yes. Jingle Bell Rock by Randy Travis.
Okay.
When it fades out and he brings him back in and he drops that bass. Oh, yeah. It's a definitely.
My favorite Jingle Bell Rock is Mean Girls.
Which leads us to the question, what is your least favorite Christmas song of all time? For me personally, it's Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Christmas Shoes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's definitely top five. Also making the cut, Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I'm just played out.
I played it this morning on the break.
It was over for me after the first 50,000 times I heard it. But you know what? Tis the season to be jolly. So if it makes you happy, keep doing what you're doing. Time now for a little thing we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned first and foremost that the Kosciuszko Boys Whippet soccer team is on fire, defeating Choctaw Central last night 7-0. Big game coming up this Thursday as they score off against West Lauderdale. And it's also the toy drive night at Whippet Stadium. So please bring a toy, unwrapped, drop that off, and put a smile on some kid's face. Of course, they're teaming up with the Kosciuszko PD. And there's nothing better I can think of.
Yeah.
So do your part. Make a difference in a kid's life. We also learned today that Brother Breck is a huge fan of the Polar Express down in Kosciuszko.
Oh, which
is rolling through today and today only.
Yeah, tonight. It's the last night. 5-8.
Yes, of course. To ride the train, it's
$3. $3, yep.
For children over the age of
2.
And then it's free for children 2 and under. Proceeds benefit
Allie's Joys. Well, last night's did. I'm not sure about tonight's, but last night's did.
Yeah. Of course, whatever you can do, make sure you get down there. I will say this. Living on the square, I have seen more traffic of people just coming down to take pictures.
Of course.
And I don't just mean casual photos. I'm talking about groups of people coming down with professional photographers, lighting, and everything else. If you have not had a chance to experience Christmas on the square, I'm not just saying it because I live here. Kosciuszko's is hard to beat.
It's nice.
It truly is. Again, hats off to the entire light crew and everyone involved with that. It's definitely worth the trip if you haven't had a chance to do so. Of course, we also learned that we have not one, but 2 big remotes this coming Saturday as we'll be out and about in Durant for the Tyson Foods Job Fair. The event starts at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then we'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Then it's get up and go time as we are hauling butt out to the foothills to hang out with Chef Kenny and company for the Cookies with Santa Claus and the Grinch event. Foothills, brother, we got to go there soon.
Well, you got an alligator there. I'm good.
He will hook it up. He does baby back gator ribs.
Good with the anything gator, man.
Ooh, I cannot wait for that. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. We appreciate you listening so much. Don't forget, tell a friend, subscribe, like, make comments. We're here for you. It's the B-Team Podcast. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Adios, hermano Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.